Moonstruck. Written by Sir Para Pluie and read by K-Burb. This is a Batman fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the characters of Jason Todd and Tim Drake, and is tagged with Alternate Universe Werewolf and Titan Tower AU. Summary. Jason storms the tower, intending to teach his replacement a lesson. Unfortunately, he chose a bad time for Tim. Tim's become accustomed to tracking the phases of the moon. It hadn't been a conscious decision, so much as it was a creeping awareness that seeped into him until it was as much a part of him as his bone marrow. He doesn't keep a calendar for it. It would be incriminating, if also implausible, if someone were to find it. He also doesn't need one. There's a constant awareness of how close it is to full, the gibbous ebb and flow of her steady changes. It's not even a conscious thought by this point. It's become so ingrained it's gone past habit and worn deep into his body, in his blood and his muscle fibers. In 2 hours, the moon will rise, and here he is, not so alone in the tower. He's supposed to be, but all his senses are heightened to a fever pitch right now, and he can tell he's no longer alone in the room, and it's not one of his friends. Everyone else is gone for the long weekend, back to their families and their real homes, but he stayed behind. No one is waiting for him at home. All of his responsibilities in Gotham are currently on track, and judging from his last message, Bruce doesn't want to see him right now. He was actually kinda sorta looking forward to spending some quiet time working on his private projects, tinkering with his wrist computer, and maybe putting some quality time in on a video game or two, something he hadn't had time for in forever. Looks like that isn't meant to be. He keeps his face tilted towards the screen in front of him, but the bitter smell of gunpowder is in the air, and he can hear nearby footsteps. Any other night, they'd be too quiet for him to hear, just like one of the bats or a member of the League of Shadows. But right now, his senses are near their zenith, and he can absolutely hear each steady footfall. The shadows reflected in one of the black screens next to him shift. And he moves. It's not difficult to pin the intruder to the ground, despite the weight and height disadvantage. Any other night, he'd be in big trouble, but tonight he is the one who emerges on top. He finds himself straddling the broad chest of the Red Hood, his legs tangled up in the man's arms, one clawed hand pinning him to the floor via his throat. Something about his scent teases the edges of his memory. But Tim shrugs that aside to focus on the present. Presently, he's inspecting the catches on the Red Hood's helm. Something about the way the man moved, in that long moment between him creeping towards Tim in the dark of the tower, combined with the various footage he's cobbled together of the man's fighting prowess, taken without permission from the Bat computer, cowl footage, and a little light hacking of Oracle, who absolutely knew he was in her systems and allowed him to enter, reminds him of the way the League of Shadows moves, and also the way Bruce moves, with a little bit of Dick's showmanship and something entirely else thrown in. If he's picked up any other tricks, his helmet is almost certainly booby-trapped, but how? Tim tunes back in to what the Red Hood is saying, snarling more like, and mentally rewinds. Admittedly, he was too caught up in his own thoughts to pay too much attention to his whole melodramatic rant, but the word replacement definitely was said way too often. Replacing what? Tim narrows his eyes. Or who? What are you doing here? Tim asks, carefully not saying in my territory. He's not quite that far gone yet.
I'm here to teach you a lesson, replacement.
Tim hums thoughtfully in response, pointedly shifting his knees to dig in just to drive in his point. That's so. The Red Hood doesn't answer, and Tim redirects his attention to the helmet the man wears in place of a hood. What a misnomer, honestly. He shifts slightly to peer at the seams, and the Red Hood attempts to shake him off unsuccessfully. Cutting him a brief, unimpressed look, Tim traces the seams near the neck with an unsteady hand. It's getting late, and moonrise is near enough that faint tremors are starting to shiver through his muscles uncontrollably. He doesn't have time to try and remove the helmet. Fine. He's going to have to find another way to disable the Red Hood and render him essentially harmless until dawn, and he's got about half an hour to do it. A long, firm press to the magic spot later, and Tim has a convincingly limp Red Hood on his hands. He has no real way of knowing. The Red Hood could be faking. There isn't time. He's going to have to assume he's succeeded and move quickly to bring the larger man to one of the containment cells and remove his weapons and tools. Fortunately, he did, and he manages to mostly strip off the Red Hood's weapons before he absolutely has to remove himself from the situation and lock the restrained man in the containment cell. He can't take off the helmet, but it'll have to do. Moonrise is imminent, and he can feel his bones shiver in anticipation of the change. Bluish silvery light creeps over the living room's windowsills, pouring over the floor until the very furthest edge touches Tim, and the change overwhelms him. All human concerns about oddly familiar masked Gotham crime lords melting away until the morrow. The end. Author's notes. Things about the type of werewolf Tim is in this fic that I didn't fit in. He has to change with the full moon, and his human consciousness takes the back burner, while his instincts take control. I haven't decided why he's a werewolf in this AU. Was he born with it? Was he cursed / infected? And haven't decided if he can shift any other time. He has inky black fur and is lean, but not unhealthy. The end for real this time.